Blog Talk Radio.
July 25th, loving it. Yeah, so Wrestling Mama wanted to do a radio show, and she wanted to talk about some things, I guess. I have nothing to talk about, but I'm sure I have plenty to talk about. I'll figure it out. as I go. So anyway, let me bring her on. Hello, Wrestling Mama.
Hello.
What's up?
Not a whole lot, but I'm going to say this. All that music playing shit, that ain't going to happen tonight.
We love music. Are we an anti-music establishment?
No, I'm not an anti-music establishment, but there's limits to how much music you can play on one radio show.
We only play a few songs here and there.
Yeah, a few songs. And you play the entire thing, and that's not happening tonight.
Damn. She's getting serious, folks. Nice. Let me bring on another caller, too. 703, who is
okay.
this?
It's the immortal one, sir.
Excellent. So we got Rusty Mama and Immortal Griffith rocking it. You guys got anything interesting you want to talk about tonight?
I just heard my lady was going to be on air, so of course, as a dutiful man, I am here to support.
Right.
Well, so I do believe, dear, someone was bragging to me a little while ago about beating you in a tournament in the Tag Mania.
He did, actually. He did. He beat me. He took me out of one of the tournaments.
That's right. She was she was bragging first to me. She was saying that Apex is going to win every event in Tag Mania, and I'm like, well, maybe not that one, but I don't know if Mordred's still alive on the other side.
No, he's not. We're out of that one. But we're still in everything else. We're alive and well and everywhere else.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, I voted for you in the Hall of Fame 2.0, Wrestling Mama. We got four people in there.
Yeah, I've seen your thing.
See if you can get in there. People are already complaining about it. I'm like, how are you going to complain about this when it's exactly the setup the same way as the other one? Can't complain about that without complaining about the other one.
Oh, you know, everybody always has something to complain about.
Did you expect there to be logic and a lack of hypocrisy? Pshaw.
Right? Can never expect that around there. Especially with people like Sabelli running around. I can't expect anything. Except complaints. I know, actually, I can expect it. I can expect complaints. And trashing Ricky when Sabelli's around.
And with Sabelli around, it's probably a good swift kick in the nuts. That seems to happen a lot.
Right.
When she's around.
That is to be expected. Definitely. You guys having a good week so far?
Yeah, it's been busy. Yeah. It's been busy.
Staying out of trouble?
Never.
So I called you guys the Blue Pancakes the other day.
Yeah, she
Sorry,
did.
Again.
The Blue Pancakes.
You called us the...
Oh, yeah.
Huh? We've been called the Smurfs, the Blue Pancakes. We've been called all kinds of names.
Well, that's why I had to call you it. Because Judgment was saying I was being unoriginal with the Smurfs, so I had to come up with something else. So your blue pancakes would fit in.
I mean, is that like a blue waffle? I'm not sure.
Well, I figured like the less, eyes were like strawberries. And then you got the blue mask, so I don't know. Probably way off, but whatever. Oh, Todd Ace Wright wants to know where the buck bubble's at. I don't have an answer for you, Todd. Wouldn't know where the buck bubble's at.
I don't know what the
buck bubble
is. Yeah, yeah.
I know where Bubbles is, and she has quite a few bucks, but I don't think that's what he's talking about.
Maybe. You never know what's happening. Probably looking for her in her bubble. He's looking
Todd
for her in her
bubble.
Todd doesn't
know when it comes to Todd. Come on now.
Right? Sir. That's right. Will is not here, Todd. You got to ask Will that question. He said
it's
no.
Todd in the chat, because
no.
I don't see him.
Todd, call in if you're going to be messaging, so then you can talk.
I can't.
I don't want to be the middleman here.
So.
Right. He's not in the chat anyhow, from what I see.
Well, he's messaging me on Facebook. It's like, well, call in, dude,
okay.
If you've got questions. So I'm not like the middleman questioning.
Because there's only two guests, Black Widow, Judgment, Christopher, and then Ricky and me in the chat.
That's right. Yeah, maybe he's one of the guests. Who knows?
I assume.
Guess he's afraid to sign in.
Guess 6170 and guess 1712. So what's new in RAWF, guys? You guys are champions over there, or what's going on?
Sorry, say that again?
You guys are the champions in RAWF of anything, or what's going on over there?
Yeah, Griffiths.
I'm currently half the tag champions, the Platinum Dragon champion, the Ultimate Jeopardy champion. I'm men's champion. Oh, and as of last night, I am number one contender for the world belt to be the first ever five-time, count them, five-time world champion.
Nice.
But
how about you, Mama? You champion? Oh, you
no,
want to
unfortunately, I lost my belt. I was a champion, but I lost my belt, unfortunately.
Who'd you lose to?
Raven the Enchanted.
Okay. Raven's getting it. Nice. We have another caller. Let's see who this is. Hello, 503?
That's right, baby. It's Bruce. Bruce the Pirate.
Oh,
Roger.
Bruce is here. Bruce is loose.
Hey, you guys need
that.
To liven up this show a little bit, so I thought I'd call in and ask some questions or at least bring up some topics. That need to be talked about. I think everybody wants to talk about these mass bannings that happened this last week. You know, who was it? Turnip went down. Saxon went down. There was Sincredible went down. Who else was? Turner went down. Godfather. Who else was
what,
it?
Was it an orgy?
Who did I miss?
Well, I'm going down. I'm just saying.
That's just crazy. That's like crazy. What happened?
Oh man, I don't know what happened.
Well,
no idea.
I'm sure they did something because you don't get banned for nothing.
Well, I heard Saxon wasn't exactly Saxon. That's
yeah,
one thing I did hear.
Yeah, the rumor is he's Ricky Maverick coming back.
Yeah.
But I just thought maybe you guys might know something that, you know, that we didn't know that might be able to, you know, I think people are curious about that. Well, what the heck happened?
And why would we know?
I don't know. It's just, you guys don't want to talk about it? You're just going to sit back and just think, oh, well, I guess they deserved it, and they're going, and that's it? It's over? Just like that?
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's a lot of big, I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of personalities in the game that are just gone. And now, I don't know, we got this kind of boring radio show going on here. I don't know. I just thought maybe something might be able to liven up the place. That's all.
Right. Godfather Turner, I didn't even see him around, man, very much, so I have no idea what happened there.
Well, I mean, I've been gone for the past year. I only been back for a month now, but he popped in, what, for a couple weeks, and then, yeah, that was about it.
Days.
But, what was that?
Who else was, did you say?
Days, actually.
He was here for days.
Yeah,
days.
It's incredible. Well, he's incredible, so that goes to show that one. I wouldn't be surprised at anything there.
Well, it's just you don't get banned for doing nothing. They did stuff to banned, and that's why they're gone.
Yeah, I guess it's just sad. You know, you see people go that really have been around for a while and they add to the game. That's all. I don't know.
It well, when you like start a scene and you're, like, begging to be banned, I mean, you're going to get banned.
Why? Why do you have to? Just because you're begging for it? I don't know.
Go in there and you admit that you're not, that you are a banned character back in the game.
Well, I
that happens.
We're allowing banned characters back in the game now, though.
Why is they only let a few
he wasn't
in,
back.
Everyone.
I mean, they'd let me back.
Yeah, but did you go through a process to get back?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to. Yeah, there's a little bit of a process to go through. But, hey, you know, maybe these guys could have gone through the same process. I don't know.
Maybe the problem was is that someone didn't go through the process.
Yeah. I think, you know, they're trying to get banned. I hear you. I hear you guys. I don't know. It just seemed like it needed to be discussed. That's all. Yeah, it's just too many bannings. I hate to see people go.
Bruce, you probably weren't here the night that they started the scene, and a lot of stuff happened in that scene, and people did stuff in that scene that they shouldn't have done.
Like what?
Okay, like maybe posting someone's manager's picture.
Oh, they're posting manager's pictures, huh? Well, that's not good.
But more importantly, a certain manager's pictures below the waist.
Oh. Oh, yeah,
damn.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Clothes or not clothes?
Well, you see, I didn't know that. I guess I missed the scene. You're right. I probably slipped through it. And
apparently the powers that be were really on top of that and got to it very quickly. But unfortunately, I had to see it.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, that's really too bad. Yeah, that's sad.
So it's just better not to even talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't know it was that bad. So I guess my apologies for bringing it up. Then I was just curious about it. That's all. So I'll go ahead and move on.
Okay, Guppy, go back into the ocean and swim away now.
Come on, now.
Wrestling, Mama. Come on.
Do you have any other questions? Bruce?
Yeah, I want to see. I'm curious if Wrestling Mama's going to accept her Hall of Fame 2.0 induction.
We
could really use.
She's not inducted yet, though.
Well, she's been voted in.
Did you vote for her?
You did.
Did you vote for her?
Well, how many votes does it take?
Well, we got four, but I voted for her, and then we got the three other votes, so she would need at least two. Out of four.
Oh, she needs at least two votes to get in. I see. Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess I didn't understand the rules there, Hot Rock, so I'll have to go reread the thing.
So how, this is the first time hearing about this 2.0 thing. Like, but we had talked on another radio show about you were thinking of doing something. So what did you end up doing?
This is not even, like, serious. I'm just, what I did was made a scene called Hall of Fame 2.0. And I want to see what would happen if different people were in, how the votes would go, basically. It's just an experiment to see how the, you know, different people would vote if they had the power to vote.
Right. I see what you're saying.
And see how similar or different it would look from the current one.
It was a pretty humorous scene. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go reread the rules, though. So, sounds like Wrestling Mama might need another vote there. And she certainly deserves to be in there. So, yeah, I'm going to go update that scene here shortly.
Excellent.
So look for some updates for Bruce.
Beautiful. Nice. So does what's that?
When's the tryouts for WWC starting? I forget. We got WWC.
The end of the month is the last sign up day, and then I don't know how long they wait after that. So probably early August.
I hear tell that WU is going to do this year similar to what they did last year and kind of create some items for each team.
Oh, nice.
Ew. Rumor mill is saying that anyway.
Can you create extra love boost for Ricky?
That's gross, dude. And I'm taking it. My girlfriend's right there. You can see her.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, Ricky would love extra bots, unlimited bots. Just kidding. Not really just kidding, but just kidding.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind them. But
right, I would not mind them. Right. So you're trying out for USA, Bruce?
That's right, Team USA this year. Coming back to my roots. That's,
who are you trying
out for? We won it back.
I ain't trying out for nobody.
No? Why not, Mama?
No. Uh-uh.
You got 12 of 31st to put USA down. No, you wanna.
No, I don't wanna.
Or at least put like U.S. Virgin Islands or something. Make up another team.
Right, that would at least be funny.
Okay, you do get I'm from Canada, right?
Well, then you'd be with Strangleheart, and you don't want to do that.
He also has a point.
You don't want to do that. But you could, but...
Yeah, I could, but no.
He's stinking up the joint.
Right. You got U.S. Heco, maybe? I don't know. Something cool out there.
Too busy doing GM work, Mama? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, it seems like you got a lot going on, so you definitely stay busy out there in Wu Town.
Yes, I do.
Right? So anything cool? Any other rumors going to pop up in WU at all or anything?
Who knows?
I mean, besides, like, Ricky rumors. We can go out big with that, but.
I'm not positive. I think we could do an entire show on Ricky rumors.
Right. I'm sure there's probably been other shows that were dedicated to Ricky rumors.
Although, I got to tell you, I don't know, man. I haven't heard anything, any kind of juicy gossip about you in a while. It's kind of weird.
Right.
It's like you've been behaving or something.
Oh, my goodness. Here I am.
You feeling all right?
I'm the vampire and being good.
I say, are you feeling okay?
I haven't been arguing with too many people like I used to. Besides the Hall of Fame, of course. And I got them under control.
Is he trying not to get banned off of Blog Talk?
You still got tyrants on your butt.
Yeah, he's one of them Hall of Famers. I call him Tool Rent. You call him Tool Rent.
Inside Bell, those are you.
Tyrant.
Yeah.
He's one of those. Okay, I think he's just a thug scent, but let him be. I've dealt with enough of those. They like send one thug at a time, man. He's the flavor of the month thug for the Hall of Fame group. But whatever. Like, I don't even know. Like, they always send somebody I don't even know. So I know it can't be like, why they have nothing personal against me, so why are they even, like, talking to me? Let alone coming at me.
So who's the Who just got recruited? Who was the last one? I haven't been paying attention since I heard Steinglehart got in.
Oh, the last one in the Hall of Fame? I think Rattlesnake Ron.
Yeah, Ron went in last
okay.
month.
No, all right. I can't really fault that one.
Right.
No, Ron's a good guy.
That's probably the first time I've heard in a while that I was like, oh, that makes sense.
My only thing with him was he was just another KMA. Like the sixth in a year.
Yeah, but I don't tend to care what stable someone's in. I mean, if they earn something, they earn something.
Right.
Ron, he's got like the most fans in Unstoppable would be my guess.
Right.
He's up there.
That's what
it's
I know.
Either him or Mithras. It's one or the other.
All right.
And LGL's another one. La Gringa Loca. She's got a crap load of fans.
Yes, she does.
He knows something, though, to get those fans, because I challenge any of you to create an alt. And I bet you the first person you'll see entering WU is Rattlesnake Ron. I know.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. You just friend the – you just fan the original jobber guy, because then anytime anyone fans him, you see it.
Ah, okay. I was wondering, because I've definitely seen him pop up instantly before a few times. Like, oh, Rattlesnake Ron, hi, how are you?
And you are again.
And we got another caller. 919, who is this?
Crypto, hey.
Hello?
Crypto Zoom Holler, what's up?
What's up, Crypto? You being good?
Of course.
He's a superhero. Of course he's good.
I was at a cookout earlier today in the feed.
Oh, nice.
We all had a good time.
What was on the menu?
We had cheeseburgers and hot dogs and corn on the cob and tater salad. And I'm saying tater. Because that's what
it is. Hey, did you say tater?
Tater
salad. <Yeah.
laughs>
Taters.
Nice.
You guys are talking about who has the most fans. In the chat, Mithras said Rockstar has
most
fans.
Yeah, Rockstar's got quite a few. For sure.
So I missed the beginning of the show. Hopefully, I wasn't the topic of discussion because I heard you guys talking about somebody got banned.
Oh, bannings, yeah. Was you a bad boy, Crypto?
Well, you guys probably already know this by now, but I did get suspended for a few days, and it was for storylining about a real death, and I deleted it off my feed, but Addiction copied and pasted it and spread it on every scene that he could comment, and I think that's what got him suspended as well. So.
Right.
Okay, and Judge is in a chat, and he says he has the most D fans of anybody in the game.
Well, I'm probably competing with him. I'm probably right up there with him.
but I would bet money that Strangleheart has D fanned the most people.
What about Radio Dragon?
Strangleheart's been doing it longer.
Okay. Yeah, Radio Dragon was on a roll, though. Probably hasn't had the time. He hasn't put the time in yet. He works hard. He'll get there.
He will. But you know.
Right.
He'll get there.
And we got another caller, 703. Who's this?
This is Mithras.
Beautiful, Mithras. How you doing?
How you say his name? He appears.
Wow.
it's like he wants to be paid for the letter M.
Yeah, the invoice is in the mail. That's mail with a capital M. But how's everybody doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Mithras, I'm going to introduce Mithras as my number one fan, by the way, speaking of fans. He loves me the most of anybody besides Jim.
So is he going to be on your spirit squad? Have you talked about that yet?
About what?
about your cheerleading team.
Oh, I have not talked about that yet. But we got some candidates.
Looks like I just started a new topic.
Hey, the only way I could help you out with that is that my my following of lovely ladies, you know, you could try to recruit them, but I don't know if they want to share. So, sorry.
What is their name? I'll recruit
Well,
them.
There's a few of them right there. There's a few of them right there in the chat. And
okay.
I don't know. After
I know
after
Bubs goes goo-goo
night,
for him every time he turns up.
Well, you know, did you see that match in Pillar to Post against her husband? I was wondering what she was thinking about that, seeing him get his, I don't know, get his ass kicked, quite frankly.
You sure she didn't care for that too much?
I think she kind of liked it.
Wrestling Mama, do you want to be part of that?
No, Ricky, I don't want to be part of that.
Oh, come on. How about, is Bruce still here? You want to be part of my cheerleading?
You know I'm
team,
right
Bruce?
Here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
It should be like an official team.
Yeah, I'll
Bruce.
Be I'll
Bruce.
Ball bombs around. It's
beautiful.
All right. I'll participate. All right.
You can be the head cheerleader Bruce. And recruit the rest of the team.
Twist now, Bruce, machine. Don't go... Bruce, don't go all Caitlyn on us, okay?
Didn't Dolph Ziggler start off on the Spirit Squad or something like that?
No. Yeah,
hey,
Dolph
Ziggler start off
Spirit
on the Spirit Squad.
Yes,
what's that?
He was. Dolph Ziggler was
That's
on
I thought.
The
Hey,
Squad.
You never know. You could be on the
Spirit
Squad,
Squad
one day.
Really? Yeah, he was one of the Spirit Squad.
Well, that's embarrassing. Then they put him on the roids, and that was history, right?
Right. Hey, 111, who's this? Or not.
Apparently they don't want to be on the Spirit Squad.
Don't know who it is.
Try a telemarketer.
Right? I want to, if we want to order a pizza or something.
So, Ricky, what's the story
like
with this Hall of Fame?
What's the story with the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, what you're doing, the 2.0, it's an interesting idea. But you got to stick with it. Don't like stop. Like just keep going. Don't you know? Like
I
with
think
the
what
Hall
he said
stars,
was that it
wasn't
ministry taken serious.
Well,
okay.
I just put it out there to test it to see what would happen. That's the story that so far. And so far we got
well,
four
know,
people in.
If you want to get some heat, you could always nominate me because that'll always do it.
Oh, eventually there'll be people, more and more people getting in there. Like right now we're with four,
well,
and I voted for Wrestling Mama, so we'll see if she can make number five. We'll see what the other people vote for.
Well, the way it's going, everybody's going to be in there before like the end of the year.
Well, it'll slow down once you get more and more people in because then you got to gather all the votes.
True.
At first, it's going to go quicker because just a few votes, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, yeah, I just wanted to see what different people would get in, see how close or different it would be from the other one. Just by starting up with new people and getting voting power.
Well, the thing is with the Players Hall of Fame, you got a lot of people that are from 1.0 because it started way back then. And so it's always going to, you know, with voting, any type of voting system is going to be biased automatically. You know, so that's, and when I say biased, I don't mean like people are being blackballed or whatever. What I mean is that people who were in 1.0, they don't know anybody few of them know anybody in 2.0. Certainly now.
Miss, I love you, but if they would have kept it the way they did it when they started it, all this wouldn't be going on right now.
What was the difference? I'm not defending. I'm a member, and I got voted in, but I know how that happened, and I can explain how people get in. But, yeah, I didn't know it had changed.
Yes, I was a part of beginning that Hall of Fame. and it was done by the people that were in Beast Benson's apprentice show.
Right.
All of the GMs that were there, we started the Hall of Fame. And there was a committee that nobody knew who was on that committee.
Mm.
And they selected the people. They got nominations, and out of those nominations, they selected the people that were put in. Then Beast decided to let the Hall of Famers vote, and that's where it went bad. Because all the people that were put in to begin with were, yes, 1.0ers. Because it was this game was very new, so you really couldn't put anybody in that was from this game because nobody had a chance to do anything yet.
Right.
But where he went wrong was letting them be the ones to vote on who gets put in instead of keeping it with that committee, because that committee was people that was from here and from there. And they were not necessarily friends. Some of us were actually enemies. So it was a vast, you know, people from all over so that you wouldn't get all the friends that you have.
Right. Well, I remember I actually was put on a committee. Like, I don't know how it happened. It was run by some girl, female woman. Azra?
Yep.
Azrai? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even know her. And, like, I had been in the game for maybe a day. Well, okay, maybe 6 months. Or a year. It had been a year. And I somehow was magically put on a committee. I just opened Facebook one day and bada boom, I'm in some group, and it's a big group. It was like 20 or 30 people, and we were told, okay, you guys get to screen the nominees and then send it over to the members for a vote. And it's like, all right, and then nothing ever happened. Oh, wait, I take that back. There was one or two votes. It happened like one or two months, and then suddenly that completely disappeared. So I don't know if Beast was involved with that, or if Azra just decided, no, this ain't working. But right now, what happens is, you know, so say player X gets nominated for the first time this month, and they get less than 5 votes. Well, they won't be eligible, which I don't agree with. I'm not going to defend that.
It's okay.
They've been
a piss poor job of actually maintaining that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not on defense here on this. And then eventually they get enough votes.
If you were nominated,
go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, so people get votes, and over time, the longer a person is on the ballot, the more votes they get over time, in general. And basically, what I was told was, you know, it just watch the numbers, and you can see it happening. Like, I've seen people get through who, you know, 6 months ago were in the middle of the pack, and then as time goes on, they get more and more and more votes, and then you get, you know, somebody like Rattlesnake Ron in, or somebody like Strangleheart in. And as more of those people come in...
I got to say something about Rattlesnake Ron in his defense. He will actually answer questions about how the game works.
Oh, I'm
so,
friends with Ron.
That is
he's a great guy.
And that's in his
credit. Yeah, right. No, that's what what I'm saying is, though, that he's not a 1.0 guy. And, like, for me, when I look at who's nominated, there are three things I consider. Number one, are they involved with GMing? Because I think that's, like, charity work, really. I mean, that's giving back to the game, you know, and helping other people have fun. So I look at that. Then I look to see, you know, are they any good in the ring? And it can be USL or it can be the big, you know, even any private company, really. I don't buy into this crap of, oh, you have to have 3,000 members to be a good company. Well, that's baloney. And then I also look to see, are they good on the mic? And, you know, so there's three things. And that's the criteria. And some people, you know, have gotten in that I think, well, they don't really run a company. And they're not really that good on the mic. They win matches. That's about it. Okay, well, I don't vote for them. If I can,
and that's
I mean,
the thing.
It depends on who's nominated.
when we originally started it, we had a criteria that we went by for those to even be thought about being voted for.
Yeah.
And now that's non-existent.
Well, I don't think it's certainly not formal. You know, and you could have a lot of debate if it was formal. And people are still going to have their own opinions. There's, you know, whether or not there's, you know, formal criteria or not, people are still going to vote for who they're going to vote for, really. It might be less defensible, but, you know, they are going to vote who they vote for.
Yep.
I think Griffith had a really good point. Griffith a while ago, years ago, said something in one of those scenes where he says, how can so-and-so even be nominated for the Hall of Fame? No one's ever heard of them. And this person, in several instances, it was a person who hadn't been in WU for, you know, since Bush was president. I'm kidding. Anyways, so somebody who hadn't been in the game for years, and in fact, they had to be, like, found in order to, you know, to get contacted, say, hey, you've been nominated and won the Hall of Fame. They're like, what? Who? Where? Anyway, but yeah, so I thought Griffith's point was really good that, well, if you don't have any fans, how can somebody who doesn't have any fans, even if they're great in the ring, even if, you know, maybe even if they've done GM work, but if they've done GM work, they're going to have fans. And even if they're great on the mic, but if they have like three fans, how is that Hall of Fame worthy, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Some people actually don't want the fans, and I try to be picky with my fans as well. I try to get people up their game and create a backstory, but sometimes it backfires on me and they get all pissy. But I've actually helped to name some commission lists for some people too, as well as backstory. So I think that's cool when they actually are willing to take advice. Just be close.
Yeah, Canadian Enforcer's in the chat, and he said, blame B. Spencer for the committee being dissolved.
Well, another thing I was thinking is, like, why doesn't the Hall of Fame have wings? I mean, how are you going to compare someone like Wrestling Mama or Are You Ready, who's GM, to, like, somebody who wrestles or, you know, does? You're comparing two different apples and oranges, basically.
Yeah, but like Mithras was saying, he has three criteria. You have to be a good, you know, a GM. You have to be able to wrestle and, you know, good on the mic. If you go and look at my achievements, okay, some of you may or some of you may not remember the two big companies that were in this place that everybody talked about, Saints and Sinners and NLW. You go check my achievements. I have titles in both of those companies.
Right.
Yep. Same here. But Wrestling Mama, it's funny because someone said when there was a bit of a discussion about my qualifications before I was voted in, they said, oh, I just gave myself titles in all my companies. And it's like, oh, really? So I own – did you know that I own Saints and Sinners? And did you know I was really Stallion and I owned NLW and then I'm Sean Hurd because I owned RXW? And apparently I'm Lord Amadeus because I own RAWS. And it's like, really? Okay, yeah, I give myself titles. Sure. Yeah,
that makes sense. I mean,
there's
a big
problem
with a lot of people
creating a WU Hall of Fame. When you create a WU Hall of Fame, there's a lot of people that aren't familiar with some of these people that are mainly active in certain companies that they're not in.
Right.
Go ahead.
And they won't even credit certain companies.
It's like most of the companies that I GM in, the divisions that I GM in, I won't even participate in because I'm the GM in them. But there are others in the company that I do take part in, but not the ones that I run. And in my company that I own, I do not believe I have any titles in it. If I do, I don't know how I got them.
And we got another caller, 905. Who is this?
It's me.
What up?
Canadian Enforcer.
Just to clarify something, I heard someone say they don't know what the, about the five votes, why people are not eligible the following month. The reason why was because when there is a big list, lately we've been getting small lists. There's not very many people doing nominating. But before, we used to get this big list. So what they've done is they came up with the idea, well, if they don't get five votes, then they won't be eligible for the next.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off right there, Forster. And I'm sorry, I'm not a rude person, but that is bullshit. The reason why that rule was created was because there is a whole bunch of people in that Hall of Fame that don't want certain people getting in.
No, I'm not talking about the Secret Committee.
Every single month,
I'm not talking about the Secret Committee. I'm talking about
the same people's names on the list.
This was just put in just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, just before I left the game.
The committee, they dissolved the committee as soon as Azure became inducted in the Hall of Fame. Why?
Right.
They didn't like the list that we gave them. That was the that was one of the reasons.
Let me just clarify. I was the one who said, it's not that I didn't understand why they did it. I said I don't agree with it. So there is a difference.
I personally really
totally
don't agree
understand
too
why.
Much with that either.
This is critical, and I said the same thing. I didn't understand why.
The reason why they did it is because they just don't want to see the same names all the time that don't get votes.
And the reason why they got rid of the committee is because they were running out of people to run it.
Well,
they
said
there's also too many. They also used the. I remember Beast also saying to the effect that they now have enough Hall of Fame members to actually figure it out themselves.
My question.
Yeah, and that's where the whole thing
went
wrong to begin with, was letting the Hall of Famers be in charge.
You know, the committee was actually pretty good. As I said, I was part of the committee before it dissolved. And we were our task was to make a smaller list.
Why though?
So whoever we voted for, Azure, who was in charge of that committee, she would, you know, I guess I think we were about three votes. I think we were allowed to vote on three or something.
I can't remember exactly.
I can't either.
It
was a while ago. We're talking 2012. But
Ricky, did you mute Griff?
No, I did not. Why is he not on?
Okay. Yeah, he's not on, and he just messaged me to get him back on air.
Oh.
We have to dial in.
I see the caller dropped. I don't know if that was...
Probably him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been sitting here talking, and no one's listening. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, I'm not on air.
So, but with the big list, Canadian Enforcer, why would you guys want a smaller list when you each get 10 votes? Wouldn't you want a bigger, wide variety of people to vote through? You got so many votes, you get to use.
This was done by a ballot that was done, you know, like this was made. They did a scene and everything. People were able to see what they were discussing, and that was one of the things they brought up about if you don't get five votes, then you got to wait. You're not eligible for the following month.
Well, and in the defense, to clarify, too, it was initially two votes. So it wasn't even five. It was actually two originally. And then
it
went up
to
five.
Well, no, two to get nominated. Two to get nominated, but five votes will keep you off the list.
Yeah, after Beast handed the voting over to the Hall of Famers, he kept the committee to make a smaller list to send to them. Instead of letting the committee vote, they had to send the list to...
Yeah, and when the last list that we made, they didn't agree to it. They didn't like it, and that's when they dissolved it. Because they didn't like who we picked.
So, did we lose Griff?
I think he's there. You there, Griff?
No one.
But as far as I know, I don't know what the other Hall of Famers vote, how they vote. I vote very similar to the way Griff,
like that.
Or not Griff, but the way Mithras votes. I look at everything.
Can you hear me?
I check out you know, if the person does GM work. I check to see how they do overall, you know, trash talking, if they're in any storyline companies. I look at some of their titles and everything else.
Right.
And I look at how their character is. Like, are they a verbal type character?
Griffith has something. Griffith, what are you trying to say? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? I've been being talked over for 10 minutes now.
Okay.
Oh, I actually say what I have to say for 10 minutes. So when we first brought up this whole, you know, the five people thing, from an outside perspective, you want to know what that was? The goddamn committee was the Hall of Fame was embarrassed by the fact that the people were telling them over and over and over, this is who you should be bringing in. And they didn't want to do it because it wasn't their friends. And that's what it is. I don't want all these other excuses about why that rule came up. Bullshit. This is a way to keep people out of their game and getting nominated because everyone else.
I don't think that there were excuses made, Griff. I think basically CE was just explaining, you know, and Wrestling Mom was just explaining it.
I have been told left, right, center for since I started opening my mouth about my opinions about the Hall of Fame about that. No, it was put in for this, it was put in for that. I'm like, no, it was put in as a tool to basically shut up the populace who kept nominating people that they didn't want in because it wasn't their friend.
I think Griffith is a revolutionary. Power to the people. Let's get the pitchforks
Evil
and the torches.
Yes. I'm for that.
Man.
Let's storm the castle.
If you want, I'll give a specific example. If you want the case study that I made to be on a shadow of a doubt that they were completely full of shit about their Hall of Fame, it was Mithras. Because he was kept out and kept out and kept out, not because of his skills, because he's one of the most skilled people in the goddamn ring, not because of his GM work, because he did GM work back then, not because of his mic skills, because he certainly had those when he actually used to use them, and not because of any other bullshit, not because of his titles, because as he said, he has titles in some of the biggest companies this name has ever seen. You know, it was all bullshit because of a group clique that basically was running the voting blocks back then, didn't like him, so they blackballed him, and one of the things they used to do it was that fucking rule. And I've seen them use it for other people, and it's disgusting.
Yep.
Well, and again, maybe I don't want to be, you know, saying that, oh, it's okay now because I got in, because it's not. But I'm just saying, I think it's less of that than it used to be because of over the years they have brought in more current players. Right. Well, yeah, I think it's, by the way, I think it's casual. I don't even think it's like a formal vote. I don't think there are formal blocks. I just think, like, for example, you know, if you know somebody from your stable and you think they're pretty darn good, you're going to vote for them.
I can name certain groups that were absolutely coordinating their votes.
Oh yeah,
They may have.
Because
I mean, are you talking about like the Flexicans?
I was specifically thinking ES.
Yeah, this is Bruce here. I used to be in that ES stable thread, and there is a voting block, certainly at ES. And I think a lot of, certainly, I mean, I was there, I witnessed it. I'm no longer there,
you know,
but I still hear stories about it.
Yeah, what can you do?
And certain members of cliques that
you
got together.
Exactly. You mock it at every given opportunity.
Well, I can tell you what you don't do. Don't unfan every member of the Hall of Fame. That doesn't get you anywhere.
Right.
That was
okay,
funny.
I heard something today.
Yes.
That I want to know if it's true or not.
Yes.
If you're nominated and you get in and you want to decline that nomination, you can't?
Last I heard, they said that shit, you're not in anyway. That was a big brouhaha.
You can't deny.
You mean do what? because that's what Wyler did.
Actually, isn't there a precedent for that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I have no idea.
I know who you're talking
to. There are two people in the history of the Rock and Roll of Fame that have turned it down, and they did not. They were not inducted.
Well, Diva was one of those. I believe it's public knowledge that she did not want to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. But, you know, I think that the general feeling about that, and Bruce and CE, you correct me if I'm wrong, or you may have a different viewpoint, and I think a lot of people would agree with this, is Diva declining joining the Hall of Fame was a publicity stunt. I don't think
yeah.
it had anything to do with anything. It was just like, oh, how can I make more of this? Yeah.
You said,
oh, kick her out. Call her bluff.
Well, you know, yeah, but the thing is that it's more like an achievement, and they don't have to join the company. They don't have to join the chat. They don't have to do any of that stuff. And I'll tell you something, and I'll probably – I don't know if this is violating privacy, but Diva sure as hell joined that Hall of Fame chat. She's in there.
Right, right.
So Bruce and CE, I don't know. You guys verify that. I'm pretty sure she's in there because I know
Diva
who
she is. Has left it.
She like what yesterday?
I'm not even gonna bother to look, but
yeah.
I think
it was
probably 2 days ago or something like that.
Yeah, she was posting in there about leaving. Yeah, so yeah, and I don't know who the other person was. There another person who said they wouldn't do it. Was that Wyler?
Yeah, Wyler wouldn't do it. It was Wyler, or it was either Wyler. Wyler also another person that basically even after you've been put in. Who's that one? Oh, I'm trying to remember.
Son of Bundy.
Now. Yeah, Son of
Bundy.
Bundy.
Oh.
He was mad
yeah.
because of the fact of the Perfect German getting in, and because of the Perfect German's history. Everyone knows
mm-hmm.
about the Perfect German's history. You don't have to get into that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a long, long time for him to get in. I was surprised that he didn't get in sooner.
But you know what? I got to say this. After the past, like, 6 days, and quite frankly, after the past 3 years, how about people just say thank you and walk away? You know? I mean, what's the BFD about it being admitted into a hall? It's an honor. It's, at least it's perceived by the people giving it as an honor. Why not just say thank you and then shut up, you know?
Because they want
to.
I'm
sorry.
If you
don't
want
to vote,
want
you don't have to vote. You don't have to join anything.
Bingo. Straight up.
They ought to create
a little
ring for the Hall of Fame that you put on the character's finger.
Oh, in the shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what Will thinks about that over at SU. I'm sure he'll consider that. Sorry, I just got real close to a line there. Anyways, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, after the past few days, and quite frankly, after the past 3 years, people should just say, you know, thank you and move on if they don't like it. And
but they're not going to do that because the reason they're saying no is they, like they said, a publicity stunt. They want the attention for it, and ooh, I don't want to
mm-hmm.
be in it. They're doing that on purpose.
Yep.
But Wrestling Mama
you...
had a point about the fact of how the Hall of Fame was created, about it being created through Beast Benson's company. Well, yeah, the two companies. Cram, which was known as Camp Run Amok, and the Great Unstoppable Race.
Right.
And they both had to come up with a Hall of Fame. And what they did is they decided, well, you know what, we'll just take people that we know. And, of course, Stallion, because he already had, he was.
No,
he
that's not
NL
what they did. They didn't just say the people that we know. We had a committee. At least in
well,
Graham
I'm
we did.
Saying some of them probably figured, you know, Stallion, because of him having a company. Because if you look at it, the majority of people that were picked to compete in the Great Unstoppable Race were 1.0ers. The ones that were competing.
I think, actually, I was in that for, like, a day. Just as a side note.
But they're just carrying it on from those days. And to be honest, I think they should have, if they were going to do it, they should have done it a little bit differently. Instead of carrying it from there, they should have restarted it, and then let the people do the committee and do it that way. After it's already gone.
No, they didn't carry it over from
a year.
It wasn't carried over from FBW. Because FBW had its own Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that FBW was just... That one became a definite friend's Hall of
Fame. And that's exactly what happened with this one, because he took it out of the control of the committee and put it into the voters' hands, or the Hoffer's hands.
Yeah, he's given us a whole list of people to pick through, and you get 10 votes. And
how it started was, like you said, there was two companies, and we each had to come up with a Hall of Fame. And whichever company won that week, that was the Hall of Fame that we went with. And Cram won that week. So it was the Hall of Fame that Cram had came up with that moved on. And then once the Apprentice was over, Beast came to all of us and said, do you guys want to keep the Hall of Fame going? And everyone said yes. He said, so what we'll do is we'll make a committee, and you guys will take all the votes, sift through them, and send them over to the Hoffers to vote. So the ones that were in Apprentice or committee, we had to sift through the votes. Figure out who got the most votes, and then send them over to the Hoffers, and then they would vote on who went in. Then all of the GMs decided, oh, well, I don't have time to do this anymore, and they just started leaving. So he said, well, I'll put one person in charge, and then you could start a new committee. So we went around, and we got people from all over WU as the committee. And then I forget who was in charge of the committee first, but they ended up getting put into the Hall of Fame. So then someone else had to take over. And then that person got tired of doing it, and it ended up being Ace Rampage who was running it. And he got tired of doing it, wanted me to run it, and B said, no, we're going to have Apprentice run it.
Yeah, I remember.
So Apprentice came in, and he ran it for like a half a month and decided he didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, quick question. Why Apprentice? I mean, did people not know about that guy?
That's because it was Beast's choice. Like I said, Ace came to me, asked me if I would take it over. I said, all right,
no,
I'll do it. And then Beast came in and said, no, I don't want you to do it. We're going to have Apprentice do it. So when he did that, I left.
Interesting.
All I know is that when I was there, that apparently I was told that they change up the committee members every now and then, just so that way they have different people. That way they don't have the same people. You know, they're not constantly voting for whoever's on the list. Oh. They're not picking the same people. They want some different people in.
You just hit on something, Tina Forcer. Why don't they change who votes each month? That way you wouldn't have the same. Because you guys can probably pretty much predict each month who's going to get in the next, because you're all voting and you're going to see who got closest to last month. So why not, instead of doing that, you go, okay, these 15 to 20 voters get to vote this month. Next month, we're going to allow these 20 voters to vote, and so forth. Then you would have a mix, you'd mix it up a little bit.
Because the chairman sends out a message. We either get sent via our inbox or in the group chat that they have on Facebook, where it shows the list of who's to vote for, and he just lets us all vote. And out of the 100 plus that are in the Hall of Fame, it's just over 55. Though I think the most so far, I think, has been 55 who have actually voted. So you can't just say, okay, well, you this, because some of them have either retired, like completely retired from the game. They don't want nothing to do with the game. Or there have been ones that have been grandfather inducted, and they are, unfortunately, their manager's passed away. So obviously, you're not going to get any votes there.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have knowledge of that, though, so you wouldn't put them in the 20.
No, they're not put in the for the voting wise to pick for pick votes, but they're allowed to pick up to 10. Now, if they only want to vote for one person, that's their prerogative. We can't. There's nothing that states otherwise, unless they make a rule saying you got to use all 10.
But I mean, you can pretty much predict who's going to get in. Probably the next five people are going to get in because you can look at last month and be like, well, this person can be first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And they're bound to be the next five that get in.
Probably.
I mean,
out of the top eight, it bounces around.
Right.
So whoever's in the top eight, there's good chances of them getting in.
But is that a good
quick
thing or a bad thing? I mean, instead of going down the list, which is pretty much what you guys are doing, you're pretty much just going down a list. Why not, if you changed up who was able to vote, then it would change. That would completely change the odds of who might, you know, be more unpredictable.
Yeah, but no. If you think about it, then somebody's controlling who gets to vote, and they're basically the person making that control or taking that control, is pretty much going to have a lot of influence on who gets in. I mean, I'm not, you know, basically the country system is very democratic, and democracy is not always pretty, or actually good. In fact, most democracies fail. But in any event, so it basically is what it is, and it's just like a conveyor belt, and you keep getting more and more and more votes. I'm going to make a prediction here that Ricky Hot Rocks is eventually going to get in. I just can't tell you when, but I think you are eventually going to get in.
I'm going to make a prediction that we should move on to another topic.
There you go.
For a rookie like myself, this discussion can get a little bit boring. I want to know about Ricky's match on Big Dog in the pay-per-view coming up, and if he knows anything about that. And does Ricky Hot Rocks listening audience know that there's going to be close to 100 more spots coming up?
There's going to be close to 100 what?
Big Dog Wrestling on Florida Coast and YouTube. It's going to have close to 100.
You keep breaking up.
Oh, sorry, I'm moving. Close to 100 more character slots for the roster. And,
so he's going to bump it up to 200 is what you're saying.
He's going to open up 2K18 for a whole new roster of wrestlers.
Okay.
To band wrestler and stuff. So a lot of people that are on.
Well, I think Ricky's going to get beat at the pay-per-view.
Who do
you
I
think he is going to get beat? Who's he facing? Do you know?
No.
You don't know. Who's going to get beat. Damn, Ricky.
Wait, let me
Ricky,
ask a question.
I don't think he's in your spirit spot, though.
No, she's not in my cheerleading squad. She's got to up her game to get in there.
What's the difference between Pillar to Post and Big Dog? Because aren't they both doing videos?
Pillar to Post was a company created after the YouTube project, where the people from the YouTube project can have the intergender matches and the some of the matches that aren't in the WWE 2K17 game. And then there are some matches that are only in the game that you can't do in WU. So Pete will try to accommodate those.
Because I'm in both companies. So I'm trying to, and I just had, I think my
Big
first pillar to post.
Big Dog is the original company created by Mordecai.
Okay.
AK, all right, but yeah.
Right.
That,
and
the
that
one
has
that
nothing
to
do
with this.
Pillar to Post is also affiliated basically with Big Dog, but not the company Big Dog. Pillar to Post is its own, but it also runs under has Big Dog matches in it.
Gotcha. Okay, so and when you go to YouTube, it says the account is under Pillar to Post, so that's a little confusing right there. So, okay. All right, so like when you look up Pillar to Post's account on YouTube, he's got a bunch of videos there. That's very cool.
Yeah,
he's been doing the shows for probably about a month now.
My character has done fairly well for himself there. I'm the king of the ring.
Did you guys see my finishing move this last week?
Yes. Weren't you in the handicap match as one of the two, beating on the one, or
I had,
was that somebody else?
The Soul Keeper as my manager, and I was fighting Hunter Breeden.
Oh, you were fighting Hunter, okay.
And then I got on the ring post, and I was chilling, and then I started shaking, and I kicked him in the face and won. That's my prediction for the pay-per-view. Somebody's going to get that.
Rookie, is Griff muted again?
Oh, you hear me? Oh, is Griff? No, he's a circle going around spinning. So I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to put him on, but it's not working.
If he's on Skype, it could be a connectivity issue.
Yeah, yeah, it's trying to connect.
Rookie,
but it's
you're
not
on the Friday show, right?
I'm on Sunday.
Oh, you're on Sunday.
I'm on
Sunday.
This is Crypto. I'm on the Friday show.
Okay. But, of course, the best people are on Saturday. Right, Myth?
Indeed. Indeed. Hey, I'm going to get you a link. I'm going to get you a link right now, in about a minute.
For those who aren't familiar with it, they have fantasy matches on Thursday, and anyone can be a part of that. You don't have to have a good wrestler in the game yet, because if you want to see, like, say, the Hardy Boys take on Ricky Hot Rocks and Crypto Zumala, you could actually just suggest that, and Pete would try to make it happen. So
nice.
It's called Fantasy Match Night, and he tries to do all these matches that people want to see.
Yeah, I wonder if I have a tag match for the pay-per-view, too, because I got a tag team, but he said he's going to go
your tag.
Everybody involved.
No, I was just talking about for Fantasy Night. It's whatever
people
want to
see. Didn't he say he was going to get, like, everybody?
Try to make that happen.
Everybody in there?
No, not everybody's going to be in the pay-per-view. Only the people that have won their matches that get them to the pay-per-view. Like,
yeah, you have to be on the main card.
I have a title match at the pay-per-view. Fred Starr has a title match at the pay-per-view. Apex has a title match at a pay-per-view. It's going to be like
yes,
all title match.
Yes, I do know. Cujo.
I heard
nice.
Something about Cujo.
Sorry, right. That was my audio. I'm listening. I'm playing something here. That was my audio.
Yeah, and I gave him a text for what he was calling you, Mithras. He was
is
not
he,
saying
oh,
your name
the,
correct.
Mithras?
Oh, okay. Mithras. That's okay. One guy calls it Mithra without the S. I finally had to say, there's an S at the end. It's plural. Anyway.
You know, it'd be a good radio show? Mithras and Griffiths. Those two. Good radio show.
You get a lot of calls.
How many people be listening in?
The thing is that Mithras and Griffith would probably get into arguments about stupid stuff and drive people away.
Nice.
Griffith, am I right?
No, that would catch my attention. You two arguing. I'd be listening closely.
It would be par for the course. In fact, it would be basically listening. Any radio show we did, if it's like 2 hours, it would basically be 2 hours. A two-hour snippet of our ongoing arguments.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm sure many people would call in, too.
But there wouldn't be time, because we'd be arguing the whole time. And we'd be saying, it'd be kind of like, who's this on the phone? Yeah, we don't care. Go away.
Nice.
I'm sorry, you've got the feisty mistress tonight. I don't know what's up, but yeah, there's not a lot of tolerance here tonight. Usually I'm a little nicer.
Okay, let's see if this actually works this time.
Hey, Griffith.
There
Griffith
he is. I've been muted for like however long this time. I'm like, I can't talk. Did you hear? Were you able to hear us?
I've heard lots of things.
So you don't disagree, right?
About
if we had a radio show,
oh yeah,
if we had a radio show, it'd just basically be a snippet
of us arguing for 2 hours.
He'd be too busy polishing his pectorals along with, like, and then I'd be too busy talking about myself. But, like, it's just.
And polishing your belt.
And polishing my belt, yeah.
Well.
And then meanwhile, in the middle of all that, like, that jackass El Vacan would show up and just try and steal the show. Yeah.
We won't go there any further, okay? Okay.
Nice.
Anyways.
So, Crypto, did you hear anything else about the pay-per-view?
I have a feeling that I'm going to be in the tag match and a single match, but I don't know that for sure. I know I requested to be in a tag match for the tag titles. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, or if the number one tag. Somebody's got to be the number one tag to this, right? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that would be Apex.
That would be Apex.
Okay. How many tag titles are there? Is it just one?
I think there's two.
Is there one per show?
I don't know if there's one per show.
That's what I'm wondering.
I think there's two of the shows have one and the other doesn't yet.
Because Apex is on a different show from me, so I don't know how that's going to work. But I know that in order to challenge me for my title, they have to go through the King of the Ring tournament or have Money in the Bank and choose to use it on me. So I'm pretty safe on the pay-per-view night. But whenever that King of the Ring tournament is going to be, I have to defend my title after that's decided. So that's going to be fun.
Right. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about, like, who's fighting who in the pay-per-view or what.
No, I think he's keeping it pretty tight-lipped. However, I can tell your Ricky Hot Rock listening audience one thing, and that is that the Nestlock, one of Crypto's sinister moves, has been added to his repertoire.
Nice.
And it's not the Chris Masters Master Lock either. It's something different. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm going to say that pay-per-view is going to be the Kindred show.
So you get a Hot Rock kick to the face.
Well, from what I understand, the pay-per-view is going to be all three nights.
That's correct.
Is it going to start Friday at six, like normal?
I think that's to accommodate possibly maybe a Royal Rumble type thing or something like that. I don't know exactly because, like I said, he hasn't told me about the matches yet. But I think that's what that's for. And I know that She-Hulk wanted to cut a promo, and she was supposed to have been able to cut hers on her show on Sunday, and she didn't get to. So he might on Wednesday or Thursday do a little promo time with some of the people. So if you want to cut a promo for that, if you know what your match is going to be, which I don't think anybody knows right now.
I know.
If you want to cut a promo, you'd probably be able to use Skype to cut your promo whenever.
Yeah, I know who I'm facing.
Thursday.
Yeah, Apex is facing the first ever X tag team champions from Saturday night. That's who we're facing.
Right. Well, I guess the only people that know are probably the number one contenders. And
And I'm facing Shockwave for her title.
Right. And that's Pete's wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun.
Uh-oh.
Well, me and my tag partner, Bubs, killed her and her tag partner. And then last week, I faced her tag partner in a singles match, and I killed her.
Okay.
It really pisses me off, though, that I try to recruit Big Daddy Mojo because he's one of the rare face wrestlers on the writer show. And he's kind of not choosing to affiliate with anybody, but he's not answering anybody either. I just say yes or no.
Hello?
He's fading out.
B-Daddy Mojo, just say yes or no, man, so I can move on to the next guy if you say no or you know, start working with you on some angles if you say yes.
Well, there's, you know, I got to tell you, you could petition to get yourself moved to Saturday night because there's this entire table of faces, and they're in right now strong position. They're going.
I caught a lot of heat from Pete about how Friday needs more faces because he's like, I guess he's not a face man himself, so he doesn't understand that, you know, the crowd, the people that aren't involved in the wrestling, really, they're going to usually cheer for the faces, unless there's a really cool-looking guy. It's like, you know,
who's the group of faces? Who's the group of faces?
Group of faces.
Kindred.
Crypto's Core.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kindred?
Of course. Are they face now? Did I
know? No, not at
all.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we'll start picking up.
Thank you. No, it was not. So, but you said there was a group of faces in that company?
There are some. I mean, I started a group because basically, my inspiration is Booker T. When he became the King of the Ring, he became King Booker. So that's what I'm doing right now, and having a blast with creating my knights and everything. Like Sir William Regal and Fit Finlay were Booker's knights when he was the king. So I'm having a lot of fun with all that angle. Looking forward to hopefully learning if B Daddy Mojo is going to say yes or no. So I know if I need to try to look for somebody else or not.
Hey, Ricky.
I guess I wouldn't have thought that as being a face move, but that's, I guess that works.
Well, there have been face kings who walked around wearing the crown.
I won't argue against that. So.
Yep.
Hey,
awesome.
Hey, Ricky.
Do you have any more callers, Ricky?
I'm talking and no one can hear.
What's going on here? Griffith, we can hear you.
No,
not
me.
Him.
Bubs and Ricky talking, and no one can hear her.
I didn't do it.
Oh, I thought you were just ignoring her.
I know Bubs and I have had some difficulties in the past. I didn't do it.
I'm just saying.
And I think there's another caller, too.
Did we lose Ricky?
Bubs calling back.
Yes, because in the chat, there's no host listed. So Ricky is gone.
Oh, boy.
And there's like 7 minutes remaining.
And there's a caller.
Wrestling Mama, are you a co-host?
Yes, but I'm not in the studio.
Oh. Who's in the studio then?
Ricky.
Oh, not anymore.
He's probably trying to get back
in. We're controlling it for 7 minutes. 6 minutes.
Again.
Yeah,
Kindred had to
like
run
when he went
Ricky
to the bathroom
the
last
for
time?
Like an hour the other night.
Kindred had control for an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got booted and couldn't get back in.
Oh, gotta love Blog Talk. There's gotta be a better service out there somewhere. Because this is Blog Talk sucks.
Yes, it does.
Shh, you're listening.
Speaking of Russian,
memory hop, too.
Understand you.
I've noticed that Blog Talk Radio seems to be memory hop.
Yes. Yes. With all those ads and things. So.
Yeah,
anyway,
I know there's a caller, but we can't get to you, caller.
There's
sorry, caller.
No. I don't think everybody would want to get into that.
How can you see there's a caller?
I can't see there's a caller. I just know there's a caller.
Oh.
She's omnipotent. I'm immortal. She's
I have powers.
She's a bit psychic.
She's obnoxious.
All right. Well.
The dinosaur says Ricky got keel hauled.
Yeah.
All right. So 5 minutes. I'm going to take this time actually to say, please, why don't we do promos? Because that's what they do on RAWF after hours. Has anybody got something they want to promote while we're waiting for Ricky to return?
Watch
any companies
have become the world tag team champions.
All right, so watch Apex. All right, watch, what is it, Big Dog?
Big Dog.
All right. We'll yeah, go back to the Big Dog Saturday Night Show and watch Bub's husband get his butt kicked.
Watch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Crypto, do you have anything?
Bub's is going to stop liking you.
Yeah, we're good.
I know.
Your pool table is going down. I'm going to take the ride to start trying to do it.
Who is that?
I think it was Crypto.
It was Crypto, but he faded out again.
I couldn't hear him.
Uh-uh.
Wooga booga.
Wooga booga. Bruce the Shark, are you still on? Bruce is gone.
I think he left.
Canadian Enforcer, do you want to promote your companies or company?
People already know about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Isn't that a great promo?
remind us to not put Canadian Enforcer on the list of candidates for marketing and advertising music. Wrestling Mama, do you have anything you want to promote?
I'll promote my company, which is Unstoppable Survivor. You can all contact me if you're interested in joining next season. And it's going really well. And thank you, Mithras, for what you did.
You're very welcome. Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, what are you?
Tune
in to our post on YouTube on Thursday if you want to make a fantasy match.
Okay.
Like you could have, maybe you wanted to see Wrestling Mama team up with Bubs, the Revelator, against, I don't know, Rita and Trish or whatever he has on there. So you can.
Well,
you
Mama
can
already took
kind of
on Trish on there.
You can do all that stuff. Well, whoever he has on his deck. Maybe
cool.
Charlotte Flair and Naomi or something. I don't know.
All right. All right. So Wrestling Mama, finishing up with you. So Wrestling Survivor, when is the next turnover? When do you restart again?
We are currently down to 12 people. Someone will be going home this week.
All right.
So... We're down until,
more weeks.
Yeah, we get down to the final three, and then all of the come back and decide who's actually going to be the winner.
You broke up real bad there.
At the very end, there's three people left, and those that were voted off come
right.
back, ask a bunch of questions of the final three, and they decide
fun.
Who gets the win.
That was fun. I had a lot of fun with that when I got to vote. That was. If you haven't tried Wrestling Survivor, it's good. It's a good company, of course, run by Wrestling Mama. Anybody else have anything to promote? Crypto, you kind of got cut off there. I apologize for that. Was there something else you wanted to add?
What I was just saying is that Thursday Fantasy Night, where you can tell Pete what kind of match you want to see with whatever
right.
characters he has in the game already, including the created characters. If you want to have two created characters go against each other or against the real WWE guys, you can do that on Thursday night. You can set it up yourself. He tries to make your fantasy match happen. Like, my first fantasy match was me against Kurt Angle, and I beat Kurt Angle.
Cool.
It's true. It's damn true.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I would just like to add Wrestler World Cup. Sign-ups are through Monday of next week, American Samoa time. I don't know who came up with that. But anyways, if you want to sign up, please do. It's going to be a pretty stiff competition this year. The Team USA is always one of the largest teams in terms of sign-ups, and then everybody winds up with like 13 members. So stiff competition for the USA. We're going to have some contests. They're doing some tournaments to win love boosts, which I think is kind of odd and interesting in an odd and an interesting way. Check that out. And I don't have music. Can someone throw some music on maybe to go out on a musical note?
Better?
Well, Griff, you're breaking up on us there, I think. I don't know, was that, what was that?
Corn base.
Somebody see if they can dredge up Ricky from wherever he fell overboard.
Well, I think we're down to what, like a minute?
I think less than a minute.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for playing Wrestler Unstoppable. Hang in there. Have fun. No drama. It'll all be good. And still need some music. Still need some music. I don't know. Ricky, why do you do this to us? You left us hanging here. Well, it was nice talking to everybody.
Well, I do know Ricky just messaged me on Facebook. He's trying to get back in, but obviously the show's over, so I don't know if I'll be able to get back in.
Are we in the after party or no?
I believe so, because, yeah, I believe so.
I'm going to head out.
Oh, and it's going to, all right, well, nice talking with you. Thank you for pitching in, joining in the conversation.
Yeah, it's nice when I actually don't have an argument with Chris.
We can change that.
Later.
Take care. So, who do we have on the line? We have Wrestling Mama and Canadian Enforcer.
Yeah.
And, Griffith?
Or not.
Or not. We've got the title machine. Who else do we have? And did I miss somebody?
I think that's it.
Oh,
how nice. I got a message from Todd, number one, Ace Wright.
Ace Wright, yeah.
Yeah.
What's he want?
He writes, HOF is bull, and obviously SHIT. I'm one of the best wrestlers in the game, and I've done GM work, and I have almost 4,200 fans. Isn't that such a nice message to send me?
Great way to win votes. however, I will say, Mr. Wright probably needs to look up how USL works.
He's not here.
I'm sorry, you broke up there, Wrestling Mama.
I said I don't know if the show will even end if Ricky's not actually here to end it.
Hey, wait a second. What are we doing? We've got control. We're running this show now. It's the after party, the after hours, whatever we call this. And people will hear it, right? If they listen to the replay, they're going to hear us talking,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right, so let's like...
Wrestling Mama, I just want to thank you for being a GM in SWS doing your show. And I know that you have a lot going on. That's why you had to draw back. And I just want to thank you for doing what you did.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll find someone to replace. Be hard to replace you,
can't,
but, you know.
Yes. Hey, CE, I've got a bone to pick with you. Why did you close Olympus? I loved Olympus. That was awesome. It was one of my
because
favorite companies.
At the time, I was just to the point that I was getting burned out because I didn't have the GMs around here were literally just disappearing.
Falling like flies.
And yeah. you really couldn't. Some of them were not reliable.
Yeah.
And I got to the point, you know what, I'm tired of it. And then for some odd reason, I just got a hold of Minifee and I asked her if she actually wanted to buy it for cash. So I sold it for $80.
Wait. No, you didn't. Really?
I did. Yeah. I didn't give her the entire bank that was in there.
Right, right.
Or the, you know, like the rest of her bucks.
Well,
obviously,
I like that company. But then, I mean, I understand your point, but I mean,
I
don't, I'm not, you know, I'm saying this to be, you know, I'm being friendly. We're friends.
Yeah.
But you say that you got tired of it, but then you opened up Zero Cool like the next day.
Oh, Zero Cool was just something I was just sitting back and I'm like, you know what?
Uh-huh.
I want to open something where it doesn't take as many GMs.
Yeah.
And it'll be easy to run. And that's what Zero Cool was. It was something that was small, easy to run. And then I was found out that SWS was available.
Stampede.
And yeah, Stampede Wrestling Syndicate, which has been around since almost as long as NLW and all them.
Yeah.
So
it's a good company.
You know what? Yeah, and I figured, why not bring back that thing, bring it back to life, and incorporate what they've already got going, and that's what I've done.
Right. Well, see, I guess the thing is, I like the ancient history stuff. So Olympus, I just loved it because it was relevant and interesting. And
I messaged
Mahler
to try to get it back. I was actually thinking about trying to get that company back.